Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, March 19th, 6:40 a.m. It was clear but cool in Chicago. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Hi, Lieutenant. How are you?
Fine. Well, I'm a little down, actually. I had an Appalachian State to go all the way in the tournament, and I'm, you know, feeling a little low today.
Pace yourself. Got a long way to go here.
Every year, I think it's going to be a 15 seed, and I'm always wrong.
So at the police station, for example, you're working Jefferson Park now. Do they have a pool there? Do they pass around a little grid or whatever that thing is?
No, I've never seen one of those. I think they're illegal, so we don't do anything like that.
Of course not.
But, you know, I've been listening to Dave, so I have the FanDuel thing going. And
Good. Good. By the way, I think it's all legal now. I don't think you have to be concerned. But we wouldn't want you to get in a situation where you have to turn yourself in.
Right, yeah, I don't want that.
Before we get to the main course, you always have a nice appetizer for us, usually from a bakery. What do you got for us?
Well, I don't have a bakery. What I have is Mona's Sweet Spot Cake and Dessert Studio. It's not a simple bakery. It's a studio.
And, really?
Yeah, it's at 5412 West Devon, and I stopped by there, and it was a lot of fun. Mona is Chicago's answer to the Cake Boss. I think that was her inspiration. And so, like, I brought these cupcakes in, and they're absolutely beautiful, and they taste great, but they're just to draw you in so that when you need a cake, Mona will design one for you. She did one for a guy retiring, a suburban police officer that retired, and it was really cool. It had the star on it, and it had, like, a hat, a police hat. It was
nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. So she does this really artistic art stuff. She does one with gold flake on it and stuff. And it
tastes good, too, though. Right?
Oh, it tastes great. It's beautiful. And the bakery is like a studio. You can sit down and you design a cake with her. And when I was in there, it was right as school was letting out up by Edgebrook School, and all these kids were coming in. Obviously, this is their on the walk home. They stopped to get a cupcake, and so you know if the teenagers are behind you, you know it's good.
How did you hear about it?
Actually, I got a lot of recommendations from people in the neighborhood because I don't live too far away. And so a lot of my neighbors told me about it, and to be honest, this thing's about less than a mile away from my house, and it's on Devon Avenue right there. Unless you walk the area, it's very easy to pass by. You don't see it, and I mean a million people drive down Devon Avenue getting to and from the expressway. But this little area right around Central Avenue is a great place to walk around. There's an ice cream parlor nearby. There's a couple little diners and stuff. It's a nice little area to walk around.
And you're not too far from the original Superdog over there.
Not too far. Yeah, it's on the other side of the Forest Preserve there. And that's right, too. It's right before you get to the Forest Preserve where people drive at 90 miles an hour. So be careful. It's speed limit's only 40. So
yes, you don't want the lieutenant to have to stop you. So this place sounds like the ideal spot if you want to get a special birthday cake.
Yeah, it's a great place to go to design a cake. But they have stop and grab stuff. They have cookies. They have cake donuts. These cupcakes I brought in. Let's see. One of them is a Lucky Charms. It's got a little like a Lucky Charm, and they have green velvet. That's kind of a minty thing still left over from St. Patty's Day. They have a cupcake. What is what I'm calling the Steve Grzanich, which is a chocolate ganache. Sort of like his name.
I get ganache for Grzanich.
Right, there you go. And
it
salted
looks delicious,
caramel.
By the way. When can I eat that?
Yeah, it looks really good. I didn't let him eat any before I did this so I can remember which flavors I had.
Yeah, he wants you to leave a few items in the newsroom on your way out, Lieutenant.
I brought the whole box in there. He almost didn't let me leave.
Yeah, I know how that goes. So cookies, cakes, donuts, cupcakes, they've got everything there. Is that it?
They've got
brownies?
Yeah, And I got my wife a giant chocolate. Wait, what is it? Hot chocolate bomb.
Oh, I know about these.
Yeah, and you put it in a big coffee mug. You pour hot milk over it, and it explodes into hot chocolate with marshmallows and everything. It was and that was all gluten free. I got her a gluten free one. It was an espresso flavored hot chocolate.
Nice.
And they also have some gourmet marshmallows. But she really, her real thing is, like you said, is designing beautiful birthday cakes and event cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, for a special occasion, Mona's Sweet Spot Cake and Dessert Studio sounds like the place to go. 5412 Devon.
Right.
And Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department is with us, as he is every Friday at this time. And your restaurant review this week, now this place has been around for a long, long time, and I love giving establishments like this a little extra push, especially these days.
Yeah, this is a charcoal flame up at 6800 West Dempster in Morton Grove. And it was recommended by a friend of Bob's, Barry Edwards.
I know Barry.
CFL days.
Yeah, he worked over there. I never worked there, but I know Barry used to work for Dick Clark, a good guy. And this place, I haven't been there in a long time, but this is the epitome of a great old family restaurant, isn't it?
It is, and it's one of the. It's a kind of a Mediterranean place. It's one of the Greek places, but it doesn't. It's not just Greek food. They have a full like American menu, but you can also get chicken kebabs. I got Greek chicken when I was there, and it almost looks like a fast food place, but the food is all freshly cooked, and it was perfectly done. It's not overcooked. It wasn't sitting there for a while. It was done real well, and they have lemon soup, and anytime you go to a place that has a Greek chef, try the lemon soup. If you really love the lemon soup, then you know that the rest of the restaurant is good.
Oh, that's right. Avgo lemono soup.
Avgo
very
lemono
good.
Soup.
Vivian lemono knows how to say that. Avgo lemono.
But,
yeah.
Vivian will tell you if I'm right. If the lemon soup's bad, then walk away.
Walk away.
Yeah, that's like checking out a Chinese restaurant with the egg roll.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah. But we also had they had the baklava when I was there. I don't know if they have that every day, but it was really good. So it was Chef Gregory and his son Din. So it is a family restaurant, multi-generational, and it was pretty funny because Chef Gregory, there's some pictures on the wall, and I was like, maybe I can come back and take some better pictures because the food was completely in focus, but Chef Gregory was a little out of focus. But it was also 20 years ago these pictures were taken because he looks a little older now. But
yeah, that place has been there a long time. 6800 West Dempster in Morton Grove, charcoal flame. And so did you have my favorite, by the way? Did you check out the pasticcio, Lieutenant?
I did not. Not this time. They do have seafood, though, tilapia and grouper.
Nice.
I love pasticcio, but the problem I have, I have a problem eating pasticcio in restaurants because my stepmother makes fantastic pasticcio. So
really, I'm told that's hard to make.
Yeah, it is.
I'll have to come over and check that out.
But if you say it's good, I'll go back. I'll try it again. I'll give it a chance.
You know, most people, and I forget too that the charcoal flame. Like when I'm thinking I want some Greek food, I think of a lot of places, and sometimes I don't think of charcoal flame because I think of that menu as being more of everything than just Greek.
Right, and they do. They have everything. It's not. I mean, you're not just going to go there, and it's not just a gyros restaurant, but they do have the gyros sandwich, and they have regular burgers. They have good burgers. I know my kid had a burger, and they have hot dogs and stuff like that too. But I don't know. I was there for the Greek chicken and the I can't remember what the other thing we ordered was. But
kebabs, yeah, kebabs,
chicken kebabs.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, we'll check that out. The old charcoal flame still there in Morton Grove, 6800 West Dempster. It's 6:52. Our news will be coming up at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have some restaurant news though first, and I guess the big headline is it's Restaurant Week. It starts this weekend, and it's a little different this year because they have special deals on carryout, and also hotels are participating. So I guess the best thing to do is to go online, check out your favorite restaurants, or call them up and find out about special menus and special prices for Chicago Restaurant Week, which also includes suburban restaurants, too.
Right. Yeah, and it's longer than a week this year, too. I don't know.
I think it's April 4 it goes to, something like that.
But the whole point of this is and is to try new stuff. Go out there and try some of these new restaurants that you haven't, that you maybe you heard about or somebody's told you about, but you just haven't gotten around to trying. And if you, I know I mention this website a lot, but Eaters Chicago always has great maps of stuff. And one of the things they have is vegetarian and vegan restaurants that have the best deals. And they have it all. They have a whole list of them, and some of them are really good. It's a great time to try something new, restaurant.
Yes, yes, it is. Oh, I also noticed on Eater that the Wiener Circle, which in Lincoln Park there, has been closed during the pandemic. They're going to reopen in June, and apparently they're going to have a bar when they reopen. They're doing a little remodeling in there, and they'll have a bar. And if the people who work at the Wiener Circle are going to be enjoying alcohol now and then, it's really going to be a show, isn't it?
I know. I've taken so much abuse at the Wiener Circle, I can't imagine I'm at with a couple of drinks in them. So.
that'll be wild.
And not to mention the fact that, you know how many accidents there are? Because that driveway next to the Wiener Circle, people kind of drive in there. The building gets hit all the time. And imagine driving out of there with
I didn't realize that. Really? Yeah. That's a big problem there?
Yeah, you have about 2 inches on either side of your car. You know, pull your mirrors in before you drive. Well, they're really not supposed to drive in there. I think that's just for employees, but people are always trying to.
Well, they're reopening in June. Be careful. 2622 North Clark Street. We have a bit of sad restaurant news this morning, don't we?
Yeah, Ed Mraz, the owner of a bar called The Mutiny, which was a Logan Square punk rock dive bar for years. It closed in 2018. He died this past week, and I just wanted to mention it because The Mutiny was one of those places I went to back in the 90s when I was in my early 20s, and it was just a great, like almost like a movie set dive bar, and it was just a fun place to go. It was at Armitage and Western, and you know, it's just a sad thing that somebody who, he ran it for 30 years, he got sick, he had to close it, and it's just too bad to see some of these people go.
Sad to see that passing of Ed. On a more positive note, we actually can talk about an opening during the pandemic. And tell us about this burger joint you like.
Yeah, well, Veggie Grill, it's America's largest vegetarian restaurant chain. And they're opening up at 614 West Diversity in April. And it's interesting, they had a picture, I saw a picture of the burgers, and it looks like a really good double cheeseburger. I can't figure out what they made I guess it's the kind of the Beyond Meat now, which is the big craze. But it really does look, I really want to go try it out, just looking at this picture of it. But it's got a lot of great reviews. That they have a bunch of places around the country, and they're going to open up here, so it'll be interesting.
Is it called Stand Up Burgers? What's the name of this place?
Yeah, it's called Stand Up Burgers. It's a meat-free burger joint.
Okay, 614 West Diversity, opening in late April, did you say?
Yeah, late April.
Also, I wanted to mention this. I don't know, Lieutenant, if you had a chance to peruse this story that came out. The Trib wrote about tipping this week. And the headline, critics call tipping unfair and archaic. Pandemic emboldened Chicago restaurants trying to end the practice. And apparently there are some restaurants around Chicago moving away from the longstanding practice of paying some workers less than minimum wage if customer tips make up the difference. The restaurants are raising prices, adding service charges to bills, or finding new sources of revenue so they can raise wages and become less dependent on tipping.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm actually kind of for it because I have kids that have worked in the back, you know, in the kitchens and stuff, and it seems like the people who do a lot of the work also are not getting any of those tips, and it can be hit or miss whether they do good today or bad today, no matter what the service is, and in the meantime, it's I don't know. I think it'll make it a little bit more equitable across the restaurant. But I also don't want to pay more money for my food, so.
Right. Well, there's a whole question about minimum wage, and we'll get into that another time. But for now, we'll just eat your cupcakes, Lieutenant.
I was also going to say, next Friday when I'm here is also my birthday. I think Control Room Joe is putting together a tribute to me, so. You know.
Oh, well, listen. We're going to have to go to Mona's Sweet Spot Cake and Dessert Studio, get something special for you. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be careful out here.